I guess if we could just start going over the different factors that we've seen that are described as reasons why teachers are not staying in the profession, and we just sort of take them one by one and give me your thoughts on how big a concern you think this might be and how possibly to address it. One, and I guess I'm not going in any particular order, but pay is one that has been raised, and maybe that's why fewer are entering the field. And pay in particular for substitutes is a really low, and thanks for sharing those numbers. How big of a concern do you think that is, and is there a way to address that to help them, especially on the low end when they're starting in a smaller school district and they're barely getting by?
Sure. Pay is always going to be, I think, a consideration in any area of education, especially for beginning teachers. The legislation that has recently been passed that sitting on the governor's desk would raise that minimum level to 40,000 by 2023, I want to say off the top of my head, 2022. In our smaller districts, not necessarily even here in McLean County, most of ours are either going to be or at or exceed that those stair steps over the next 4 years. But other areas, even in the region I serve, it could be challenging. And the rub is they probably need to offer a higher salary, especially in our more rural areas, to attract teachers to come and teach in their schools. To the degree that the pay is a deterrent to those that at least go through the pipeline through our universities and our preparatory programs, I don't know that that's a big a turnoff when they get there. They certainly are going to be interested, obviously, in what they're making. And you're still going to have individuals that may pick up a side job too, just to try to make ends meet. But I struggle with how much that's really a deterrent at the outset across the board. Smaller districts that are less resourced, sure, it probably is. But kids probably aren't going into that, not at least aware of what salary is.
Sure, yeah, they know what they're getting into. You mentioned side jobs for teachers. Any idea how common that is?
I don't know that it's as common, at least during the school year, as maybe it was, a couple generations ago. I think maybe you see more of that in the summer when they have the opportunity to go after they're doing some of their coursework during the summer. They'll have other jobs that they do. I know teachers that are lifeguards or teach swim lessons, for example. They're not doing that all summer, but they're doing that. Others are helping out in businesses, doing some roles there. So I don't know that it's uniformly across the board, and certainly it's probably more prevalent with those in the first 1 to 4 years, 5 years of teaching that are probably doing more of that.
The substitute teacher pay is pretty low, between $80 and $105 in McLean County from the numbers you provided. And again, I guess it's the same factor. They're not doing this simply to make money, but it's probably less than $10 an hour when you think about all the time that goes into it or close to that. Is that a problem?
It is. And, I think our districts are aware of the need to do that. I think you're going to see districts try to be a little more creative in that area going forward. If the General Assembly continues to provide additional dollars under the evidence-based model, our districts are going to have more resources. And because of that, I think they're going to be able to offer a little bit more money for substitute teachers. And I think you're also going to see them be a little more intentional about how those increases occur, i.e., subs that go through some professional development that is provided either through our office or at the district level, to just kind of ensure that they're able to provide, an adequate level of instruction and support in the classroom. But the districts recognize that's something they have to address in order to continue to attract people. And at the same time, we had a piece of legislation passed that's going to actually increase the pool of individuals that it can actually be licensed to serve as a sub. Currently, you have to have a bachelor's degree or a teaching license. But legislation that was passed this spring that the governor signed is actually going to allow individuals that have 60 hours of postgraduate work be a sub on a limited basis. They can't be a long-term sub in a classroom, but it's going to increase the pool, and this is something that our association was advocating for as something that needed to happen in order to increase the pool of subs in our districts.
Okay, so they go to college for 2 years, basically. Then
right.
They would be able to at least be a temporary.
Exactly.
Okay. Going to the professional development question, and maybe another potential factor in why teachers are not staying in the profession, because perhaps they feel overwhelmed. They haven't maybe found their groove, and schools have fewer applicants to draw from, it would appear, and so maybe they're getting teachers that are less trained or they're not in the same position to be successful. How much of a concern is that?
It's a real concern. You know, our association did a survey on the shortage that we've done the last 2 years. And one of the common refrains from administrators that came back is that the pool of candidates is a lot less in terms of both quantity and quality than it has been in the past. And so as a result of that, you may be hiring individuals that maybe you weren't having to consider previously when you were making those hires. And so that would be a factor that plays into this. Certainly, also, when you look at the programs, a lot of our programs are producing less students. Now, ISU, I think, has been fairly stable, and they're probably an outlier, but I think many of our other preparatory programs are seeing less kids come through. And so we're seeing less people coming into the profession, and that's the challenge that our administrators are dealing with.